Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. So the subject for today is doing business with Allah. Okay. Who gave you your needs? Who gave you your needs? Allah. Did He charge you money? If you want to do a kidney replacement, how much money it will cost you?
A lot.
Huh?
A lot.
A lot. It's close to millions of dollars. It's just close to $500,000,000, something like that. A lot of money. Right? Now, so you have two kidneys. This is $1,000,000 to start with. Okay. How much does it cost you to replace your heart?
A lot more.
A lot. Okay, $1,000,000. So here we go. Now, $3,000,000 we have right now. You're so rich. You're really, really rich. If you want to replace your legs, how much money you want to pay for that? Or how much money you want to pay so that your legs still work and don't...
10,000?
A lot of money. The question is, Allah give you... Your body, if I make an estimate of your body, okay, parts, we're talking about $100 million or so. Just the parts in your body, the eyes, if you want to replace them, if you want to replace the face, if you want to replace the heart, if you want to replace the hands, if you want to replace the stomach, if you want to replace the intestines, if you want to replace the legs, if you want to replace... All this count. How much you counted so far? If you want to replace pancreas, if you want to replace liver, if you want to replace kidney. How much we have? We're adding up. $100 million? That's to start with. Just to start with, how much do you have? $100 million in your body. And who gave you those? Allah. Did He charge you anything? Did He say in order to get eyes, this is the bill at the end. Eyes, kidneys, blah, blah, blah. Total, pay me. Did He do that? No, He didn't. Okay. Also, not only like that, not only that, but also He provides for us money. Let me tell you something. The money that Allah provides for us, is it your money or His money? His money. In the Quran, He said His money. But He gave it to you for free. Okay? He gave it to you for free. Don't say, hold on, it wasn't for free. I gotta get a job, and I have to work hard, and blah, 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 to get the money, right? Let me give you an example that shows that Allah gave you the money for free. How much the minimum wage let's say here in Santa Clara County?
Is it like $10?
Like $10, sort of, right?
$10?
Right? Okay. So working 1 hour to get you $10. Working, you can be working. You can be working, you know, in one of those third world countries. You can be working, you know, for 50 cents an hour. And you could be working for 10 cents an hour. So the question is, who chose to put you here to earn $10 per hour? That's minimum. You know, when I was working, I earned $90 an hour.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Wait, what was your job?
Designing buildings for nuclear power plants.
Wow.
I have a PhD in civil engineering.
That's
so
$10.
Wow. So I was, now question is, I can do the same job in Egypt, and get paid probably $1 an hour. $2 an hour. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that who made you, who chose to make you here, whether you make $10 an hour or $90 an hour versus somebody in Africa who's making 5 cents an hour. Who made that choice? Did you? No. He chose to make you, He chose to be for you to live here, and He chose for that person to live here. So, is it your money or the money of Allah? You're earning your money using your body, right? Well, here we go. So, it's the money of Allah because you're using the body that He gave to you. All right. Okay. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is do business with me. Allah is saying, do business with me. Do business with me. And when you do business with me, okay, you use the things that I gave you. Who gave us the time? to live? Allah. Who gave us the money? Allah. Who gave us the body? Allah. For free? For free. Allah said, I gave them to you for free, right? But I am asking you for little bit. I'm asking you to give away what? Use little bit to invest with me. Use little bit to invest with me. So Allah is saying, okay, I gave you money, 2.5% zakah. 2.5% zakah. So Allah is asking you to do business with him, to sell back to him. Allah's buying. Allah's buying from you. Allah is buying your time back. Is he buying all your time?
No.
Not really, like five times daily prayer, that's about it. And one hajj once a year. You know, he's not buying a lot of your time. But if you're wage slave, the company or the corporation is buying your entire time, 10 hours. Like it's sucking your blood, sucking your life in, squeezing you. You're a wage slave, you're a corporation slave. Okay? So Allah is asking you for very little, from the 24 hours, Allah is asking you for very little, okay? That to do business with him. Allah said, do business with me, I'm asking you for very little. If you want to increase, great, then you're doing more business with me. So, do you know the retirement account? What is the retirement account? What is the retirement account? Any idea about retirement accounts? Yes?
It's like an account where you save money for when you retire, so you go without money.
Exactly. What if you don't save, what if you outlive your assets? You know outlive your assets? You know what I mean by this? You live long enough to spend all your retirement money. Then what happens to you? Will you be having a good life?
No.
You'll have a terrible life. This is called outliving your assets. You live long enough to consume your assets in your retirement account. Okay? So, if you do that, then you're in trouble. Now, same thing in the hereafter. Same thing. After death, if you didn't save what? Money or good deeds? If you didn't save enough good deeds, you are in trouble. There was Al-Hasan al-Basri. He's a very righteous guy. And then from the followers are the ones who follow the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have the first generation of companions, generation of followers, generations of followers. So how many generations?
Three.
Those are the best generations. For generation of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, generation of the followers who are the children of the companions, and generation of the children of the children of the companions. The Prophet ﷺ said these three generations are the best. Everything else that comes after that is going to be less. It's going to be less than that. So you want Hasan al-Basri, which is a follower of the followers from, I think, second generation, not third generation. Anyway, he said, why do you hate death? Where do you guys hate death? He said, I tell you why do you hate death? Because you didn't save enough retirement for death. Aha. You didn't save enough retirement for death. So you work hard to get a good car, to get a good house, to get every good things, good furniture, have good vacations. You work hard to get this. Okay? On the other hand, You don't work hard to earn hasanat. You don't work hard to earn hasanat. So it is accountability like this. And then Allah says, huh? Allah says what? Scale in the day of judgment. Your good deeds go where?
Right.
Right? Your bad deeds go?
Left. Right.
If your good deeds are more, you get the angels of mercy. During the time of death, you get the angels of mercy. Okay, and you have a good life in the grave, good life in the hereafter. How about if you go do like this? You get a terrible life after death. The angels of punishment will pick your life at the time of death, and then you will be having a miserable life from on forward. Now, what makes you, the skill tips this way or tip that way? Depends on good deeds, positive. Bad deeds, negative. Positive, negative, positive, negative. Okay? So you better be smart. When you do business, you want to be smart. I want enough good deeds. Okay? And I want to decrease bad deeds. Want enough good deeds. I want to decrease bad deeds. So you get your scale tipped. Okay? What happened to you if you got 50-50? MashaAllah, takbir. Good, smart. There is a mountain called Mountain of Al-A'raf. This is a mountain between hell and heaven. This is a mountain between hell and heaven. What is about this mountain? What is so special about this mountain? Okay, the people who score 50-50, Allah will make them wait on this mountain. Until the end of day judging. Until the end of the day of judgment. The very end. And then Allah will do what? Send them to hell or heaven?
Amen.
Send them to heaven. So the punishment is that they stay. The day of judgment is 50,000 years. Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'arij that the day of judgment is 50,000 years. So they stay 50,000 years until, and this is why when Allah asks the people, the bad guys, and say, how long did you live on earth? They say, not even half an hour. Maybe 1 hour. Why? Why do they say 1 hour? Because they have been waiting like hell. And this half an hour determines your future. Determines your future. So, Allah wants you basically to do business with Him to save enough. Now, Hassan Basri said, you hate death because you invest so much time and effort to earn money, right? And you don't spend as much time and effort to build earn hasanat. So, just imagine this example. You will be deported. You'll be what? Deported. And you're deported from this house, your house, into an Africa. You leave behind your house and money. You go there. Do you have money? No. Do you have house? Then what happens? Would you be happy or miserable? Think about death. The angel of death is deporting you. You're being deported. You're being deported. Right? The Pakistani accent. You're being deported. Okay? So, you are being deported. From where? From this life, into where? Into the hereafter. What if you haven't built the house in the hereafter? After you deported, you're in trouble. You understand? It is like that. It is money. It is good deeds. You want to invest so that when you're deported, you're not going to be deported. Anybody here? You're not going to be deported? Anybody? Tell me, who's going not to be deported? Nobody! Death is going to come. Death is you're being deported. You're being deported. Right? You're being deported. That's death. I told him not to take my passport.
What?
You got my passport. He got my passport and I got deported. And I got deported.
Where did you see that?
Oh, Pakistani accent. Just like the Indian accent is like... the Indian accent is, how old are you? Bipti. Or how old are you? Dirty. Instead of saying 30, you say dirty. And how old is your wife? Dirty too. Dirty. So she's dirty and he's dirty. She's dirty too. Okay? So now the Egyptian accent or the Middle Eastern accent. Yeah. Perhaps yes, perhaps no. Exactly, I do not know. Okay? All right, back to the subject. Who's not going to be deported? Everybody is going to be deported. When you are deported to the hereafter, what do you have there? Did you build money? Did you make investment? Then what's going to happen to you? You're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable. You want to...
In the son.
I can't
don't go
because if you see all my money and how I'm making America great again by making America worse than it's ever been again.
He always does this. Yeah. Dumb Trump. Anyway, don't blame him. I'm sorry. Don't, you would be deported to the hereafter. And you better have money there. What happens when you're deported? Do they give, can you take your money?
No.
Can you take your house? Can you take your gold? Can you take even your body?
Yeah.
No. Your body goes to the trash. To the trash, the junkyard. Do you get your body? No. You are going to go, your soul. You, when I say you, I mean your soul or your body. When I say my body aches, when I say my body aches, do I mean my soul or my body? Why don't say I ache? Why do you say my body? Because you're a soul and body, right? So when you say your soul, when I say you, when I say you, Maham, when I say you, do I mean your soul or body?
Soul.
Soul is eternal. In hell or heaven? Soul. Soul. Okay? So, you are not taking anything with you. Except what?
Your soul.
You are your soul. What do you take with you?
Your hasanat.
Your hasanat or?
Bad deeds.
Or bad deeds. That's you build. That's you make. That's what you take. Okay. Allah wants us to get hasanat. So He says in the Quran, do business with me. There are ayah in the Quran. Allah says literally. What? Maham. Literally Allah saying, do business with me. He said, you read Quran? Business. That's my business. You give a charity? My business. That's a business you're doing with me. All these, you do business. So what is the difference between doing earthly business and business with Allah? Maryam, what's the difference, huh?
The earthly business will benefit you on earth and the heavenly business will benefit you in the hereafter.
What was the question again?
What's the difference between earthly business and
heavenly business? Huh? One thing about Prophet. Is profit guaranteed in the earthly business? Mm-hmm. It's guaranteed you will be, any time you do business, you will succeed. So when you do business in this life, is it guaranteed profit? No, you might lose. So the business in the hereafter, you will not. Never ever what? Lose. You never ever lose. Why? Because Allah is so fair. Allah is so fair. Allah is so fair and kind. Allah says, whatever you invest with me, guaranteed. Allah says, anything that's done for my face, for what? For my face, then it will be everlasting. Do you see this, what is happening? She's eating frostly. All what's happening here, these are illusions. Why? Because all of this will go away. What will remain? What will remain? What will remain are the good deeds. Okay? Anything you do for the face of Allah will be eternal because the face of Allah is?
Eternal.
Eternal. What do I mean by the face of Allah? You know Allah has faces? He gives somebody the angry face. He gives somebody the happy face. He gives everybody the pleased face. All at the same time. Not only that, but Allah, we can't see the whole Allah. Can anybody see the whole Allah? Then you can see only what? Not the whole Allah. You can see only one face or a face of Allah. You can't see whole Allah. So Allah has faces. And you can see only one of those or many of those faces. You can't see His all. So if you do something for His face, then it becomes everlasting. What is happening around you is not permanent. All these things, why am I saying this is illusion? Because it's not permanent. It's not going to stay. It's going to go away. It's going to be forgotten. It's going, especially me, 49 years old, anytime I think about something in the past, many things are forgotten. Many. You even watch the movie Inside Out?
Yeah.
What happens? There is a place for memory. Once, if there is any memory that falls into this space, it's what?
It's gone.
So this you're doing right now, like eating this frost, for example, drinking this juice. Okay? Would you remember that? No.
Yes.
Would it stay? No. What stays
it's
with
an
you?
Illusion.
Yes. The true things that stays with you is good deeds done for the face of Allah. The face of Allah is eternal. Okay. Well, this is the good thing. This is the nice thing. Is that Allah gives you something for free and He wants back. He wants a little bit of it. For, so I gave you $1 billion and I ask you for $100. Right? But I gave you already $1 billion. I'm asking you for $100. Would you give it to me?
Yeah.
Yes. However, the people who don't believe in Allah or the bad guys, Allah gave them everything and they not don't want to give back anything from what Allah has given them. Right or wrong?
Right.
Okay. Okay. So there's a concept called the concept of loans. Giving loan to Allah. Giving loan to who?
Allah
says, give me loan. Give me loan. Do you believe it? Allah says in the Quran, give me loan. Yes, He does say in the Quran, give me loan. I want to borrow from you. Give me loan. Guess what's that loan? What is that loan?
Time.
Good deeds. This is loan to Allah. Why? Because Allah says, you would get it back with interest. How much is this interest? Either 10 times all the way to 700. Okay? Who gets 700 and who gets 10? Who? The range is, depends on what? Depends on how hard it is to do it and depends on how sincere where. Your sincerity and
intentions.
And intentions. This range between 10 to 700. Okay. So there was a companion that says, that was, went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the ayah revealed in the Quran where Allah is asking for a loan. So he went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Allah the Mighty is asking us for a loan. Then Prophet said, yes, because he wants you to go to Jannah. Because he wants you to go to
Jannah.
And he wants to forgive your sins. Allah wants to give you Jannah. He wants that. He's pleased when you get to Jannah. He wants you. So he's asking for a loan to give you Jannah. But the Prophet ﷺ said everybody will go to Jannah except the ones who refuse. To what? And who's dumb to refuse to go to Jannah? The Prophet said, the one who does good deeds, then he wants to go to Jannah. And the one who refuses are the one who did bad deeds. Then he doesn't want to go to Jannah. Okay? So, basically, Allah told, the guy said, Allah is taking a loan from us. He said, yes, because he wants to raise your ranks, purify you, give you Jannah. Allah is not pleased, by the way, when he puts somebody in hell. Allah is not pleased. He pleased when he goes to Jannah. When somebody goes to Jannah. Okay, so that person, he said, Ya Allah, Ya Prophet Muhammad, I have a garden. I have a what? A garden. This is all my wealth, which is garden. I will give it away for the sake of Allah alone. I will give it away as a loan for the sake of
Allah.
And then the companions told us that this guy earned his wealth by they didn't have water pumps in the old days. So you need to bring the water by a bucket and then take it to the farm to water the land. So they used to say that was his job, and he will get half a date for every trip. So if he makes like 10 trips, he gets how many dates?
Five.
Five dates. They said that's how he made his fortune. by doing this. And then he, at the end, he had a farm. At the end, he had a farm. Worked hard to earn it. He said, this is for Allah, loan for Allah. So, and he went and told his family, and his family said, oh, thank Alhamdulillah, you did that. So if your family says, yes, good, then they get what hasanat with you, right? But if your family says, not stupid, you give away the farm, then do they get hasanat? No, they get hasanat. Now, look at this. Now, look at this, something that's amazing. The Prophet ﷺ said, listen. He said, the charity does not decrease the wealth. The charity does not
decrease the wealth.
That is amazing. That's amazing. You know, let's see here. We want to put an equation on the board. The equation says that, let's say you have $1,000. You give $100 for a charity. So you have $1,000 and you're given how long, much? $100 for a charity. So 1,000 minus 100, you get what?
900.
Okay. So what? How much you're getting? You're subtracting 900. So then the Prophet says the money does not decrease the wealth. How this could be the case then?
Huh? Because when you give charity, you increase wealth in like other ways. Like if you would get hurt, but that wouldn't happen because you gave to charity. It's kind of.
Yes. What happens is you get a reward back. You get paid back. How? There is something called barakah. There's something called what?
Barakah.
If you have 100% barakah, then your money will double. How? Listen to this situation. You wake up in the morning, you try to turn your car on, and the car doesn't want to start. So you call the towing company to take it to the shop. And then you now bring a car, rent a car. Yes. Yes. And then when you rent a car, okay, then what happens? Okay, I rent the car. Then I drive. You're hitting every red light. You go to the intersection, red. Let's say you're going to the bank. You go to the bank, you find 40 minutes waiting line.
Oh my.
And by the time it's your turn, the bank is closed. What is this? Barakah? Allah took the barakah away from this person. On the other hand, Allah gives a barakah to the good person. How? He starts his car in the morning, it starts, twerks. And then he drives, he hits every
green light.
When he goes to the bank, he finds nobody's waiting. No line. And he's right away. So in 10 minutes, he did successfully what the bad guy could not do in one day. This is called what? Barakah. Another thing, barakah. Now look at this. If you made $1,000 a month with no barakah, guess how Allah will take the barakah away from you? Barakah. No, barakah is blessings. Allah is blessing your money. So what's barakah? Barakah is Allah's blessing your money. I then. Raise the board, you can raise the board now. Okay, so let's say you have $1,000 per barak. You have $1,000 in your pocket. You made $1,000. If they don't have barakah, guess what? You hit, you get a ticket, for example. Ticket for $500. So what happened here? The what? There is Allah took away the barakah. So now, if you do $1,000 minus $100, then it becomes 900, but 900 blessed, which means have barakah. On the other hand, if you have 1,000, you didn't give money, so you don't have barakah, so they end up what? 500. How? Tickets. diseases, also happiness. If you have $1,000 minus $100, you have $900 and you become, and Allah pays you back by making you happy. Your son is listening to you and he's a good boy or girl. Okay? Your wife or your husband is not giving you a hard time. You're having a happy life. Why? Because your time is blessed by Allah. Blessed means half. Barakah. That's right. What happens if you don't pay and there's no barakah? Your what? Your husband is giving you help. Your kids, teenage kids, are not listening to you. They are driving you crazy. Everybody fights with you. You're miserable. You can't find a job. You get sick and go to the hospital. You see one? So Allah can pay back by happiness. So Allah pays you back by money, by barakah, by happiness. Okay? Do you understand now why? Okay. So, did the barakah decrease the wealth? You know that Allah said your shares are pre-assigned in heaven. Pre-assigned in heaven. And Allah said, I swear by your Lord. Allah saying, I swear by your Lord. Who is your Lord? Allah. That this is true. You know that the human minds deny. Human minds deny. Yes.
We talked about how much happiness you'll get in your life. People who do drugs get happiness all of a sudden, and then towards the end of the life.
Yes. And also the happiness is not blessed. Mm-hmm. They forget the happiness. And what stays with them is the hard, bad time. Okay, and the depression that comes after getting used to drugs and stop. Go to jail, you stop. You can't afford it, you stop. So, listen to this. Listen to this. This is amazing, really. There was a guy from the children of Israel. There was a guy from the children of Israel who used to disobey Allah day and night. In the morning, he's disobeying Allah. In the evening, he's disobeying Allah. And then he tells Allah, Ya Allah, I have been disobeying you and you never punished me. You know the story?
Yeah,
what happens?
Yeah, so what happens, Allah, is you were supposed to be happy and you were supposed to be a good person. But then
Yes. Allah said, I give you so much punishment. I give you so much punishment, but you don't feel it. You're not realizing it. Okay? You're not realizing it. So Allah told him through the prophet. You know, children of Israel always had a prophet. One died, next one comes. So he told him through this prophet, go tell my slave how much I punish you so much, but you don't have feeling. You don't feel it. You should have got a raise in, at work for 50%. You didn't get it. You should have been happy in your vacation. It was a miserable vacation. You should spend your money in places where you want. You got a traffic ticket for $500. You got sick. You get a lot of things can go wrong, but the person doesn't know that this is happening to him. Okay? Do you know that good deeds increase life?
Yep. Yeah.
So, the prophet, for example, Allah will tell the angel, you know the angel of death has your time of death in his books. And then, when your time comes, Allah tells the angel of death, which you'll be deported now, to the hereafter. So Allah tells the angel of death, give her 10 more years of life.
And that's a lot.
Why? Because she was good to her parents. See? Then, you help people. Then it's time for death, Allah says, give her 50 more years of life or 5 more years of life. Why? Because Allah, my sister died at the age of 49. I know people who died at the age of 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 and 30. Maybe if they did good deeds, then Allah would have given them longer life. You never know.
How would they do good deeds if they weren't 5?
I'm sorry. Yeah, take away the 5.
Okay.
Start from 15. Okay. Another thing. Do you know that? Do you know that people don't want many children? Why?
Money is more costly.
It costs money. Do you know that this is wrong? Because every child comes with his provision. Comes with his provisions. How? Like I'll give this example of a man and woman who got pregnant. When she got pregnant, he got $10,000 from somewhere. It came to him. He earned it somehow. $10,000 when his wife got pregnant. Then she had to do an abortion. So he spent the $10,000 in her doing abortion. So the money came with the baby and it went away with the baby. So Allah provides you better child. Okay? So you have four children, $400. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Allah provides you fair, whatever kids you have, are you the one who's providing to them? Are you? No. Allah's providing to them. Allah, not you don't, you're not providing to them. There was this woman, she had five kids, and then she's not working. Her husband is the only source of income. And guess what happened?
He can't believe it.
He died. So she said, when he died, people went to like comfort her and said, we're sorry, you know, sorry for your loss. Yes, what happened?
Your kid's like, why are you forgiving me?
Why your hell, why your, you know?
Yeah, she'd be like, she was just like asking Allah.
Okay, she said, I'm not worried because the consumer have died and the provider is still ever
lasting.
So the provider is lasting. But who is my husband? Consumer or provider?
Consumer.
See how smart she is? She said the supplier is still alive. I'm not worried. I am not sad because the supplier is still alive. Okay. So Allah knows, you're going to have two children, I'm going to give you $2,000. You're going to have five children, I'm giving you $500. So, do you want to stop pregnancy or like do an abortion to get rid of a child? No, why? Because he comes with his provision. You're not the provider. Allah provides to the child through you. Okay, so, okay. Then, budget, business needs, budget. If you don't do your budget, what happens? If you don't do your budget, what happens? You'll be in trouble. Why? So what is positive? What's an income? An income is a good deed. What's an expense? A bad deed. What the income is?
No.
Good deed. The expense is?
Bad.
The income is good deeds times 10 to 700. And the expenses is a bad deed times 1. A bad deed times?
One.
Allah does not multiply the bad deeds. He only multiplies the good deeds. So, if you don't do your budget well, you would break. You would be broke. Now, how do you do your budget? Okay. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us the story of a person who is a broke. So he said to his companions, do you know who's the broke? If the Prophet asks, do you know who's the broke? What would be your answer? The one who doesn't have money or property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, no, that's not true. They asked him, then what's true? He said, the true broke is the one who comes in the day of judgment with a lot of good deeds. Mountains and mountains and mountains of good deeds. But But he called Muhammad a bad name. He did injustice to you. He said, he like keeps calling you bad name. He backbites you. He kills a person. He does a lot of bad deeds. Then what happens?
Scales will go.
Yeah. Allah says in the day of judgment, Allah says to, for example, if I harm a Muhammad, so in the day of judgment Allah is going to tell her, okay, take from his good deeds. So she keeps taking. And then Allah tells somebody else that I harm, take from his good deeds. Take. What happens if I run out of good deeds?
You have only bad deeds.
You have only bad deeds, right. But what happens about the rest of the people? Let's say I stole money. And I ran out of good deeds. Then what happens? Yes! MashaAllah, you mean Mary? Yes, Mary. You get back. Good job, Mary. High five. They give you back their bad deeds. And then what happens? Good deeds are gone and bad deeds are heavy. So where do you go? Hell. So what's your problem? Your problem is that you didn't do a good budget. You didn't do a good budget. Okay? I know people, do you believe that? I know people who write their good deeds and bad deeds in a notebook.
That's a lot of work.
Yes. They are so righteous to do that. Do you have to do this?
No.
No. How about if you decide to do it?
Take you a while.
It is. Like you can write a bad deed. How about that? Every bad deed, I must ask. I called my sister a bad name. I gave my mom a hard time. Okay? So, if you do that, you'll be smart. Do you have to do that? No. Don't say, I have to do a book with my deeds. Or my notebook with my deeds. No, you don't have to. Why don't you have to? Because?
You get your own book.
Because you can keep it in your mind. Mm-hmm. Can you keep it in your mind? Now, recommendations. Recommendations. You want to do business with Allah? Yes. Recommendations. Diversify your good deeds. Die what?
Diversify.
Your good deeds. Because, let's say you want to pray. What is the maximum you can pray? Let's say 20 extra rak'ahs every day. By the way, what is the most precious deed to Allah? Is it optional or mandatory?
Mandatory.
Okay? How about the optional? It's way much less than?
Mandatory.
Okay, and this is what happened. In Ramadan, Allah will take your optional and make it mandatory. And Allah will take your mandatory and multiply it by 10, 700. Ramadan is, that multiplier in Ramadan is so large. It's like Allah saying, Jannah on sale during the Ramadan. Yes.
What about bad deeds?
No, never multiply. Never multiply. Bad deeds, period. That's why Allah is generous, is kind, because He never multiplies your bad deeds. Okay, so how much extra prayer you can make? Let's say 20. Then you will want to stop. So, but look at this. If you do multiple things, so when you stop from doing the extra 20 rak'ahs, girls, you can do this after the class. When you are done, then you can also do what? $500 donation. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do what? Visiting the sick. Then you can do what? Following the janazah. The janazah is the funeral. Okay? Then you do what? You make it diversified. Who was the one who got almost everything? Abu Bakr Siddiq. Okay, so when the day of judgment, the door of the fasting people is called the Rayyan. Door of the Jannah. For the fasting people is called what? Rayyan. So a Rayyan calls on him, Abu Bakr, you have done a lot of fasting. Come here. Then the door of extra prayers, come. The door of the extra prayer, Abu Bakr, come here. and the door of helping others. Abu Bakr, come here. So what happens? All doors will call him. Why? Because he has done a lot. He has done everything. Now imagine, I want you to get this concept. Focus with me. Focus with me, I'll let you go. Focus with me. If you are doing only one good deeds, you will get to the maximum and you will not be do any extra, because that's the maximum. But when you make it diversified, then you do the maximum of fasting, the maximum of prayers, the maximum of donations, the maximum of, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot of maximums. But if you have only one source of good deeds, then you reach to the maximum end, and you stop. Okay, you know that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said every prayer you make to the masjid is? So, when I go pray in the masjid, my prayer starts when, once I say the intention, I want to go to the masjid, my prayer starts. And then, when I'm driving the car, I am in prayer. That counts it as prayer. When I park the car, counts it as prayer. When I do something, anything, if I stop by in the way and buy milk, then it counts as prayer. When does the counting stops? When you arrive back home. By the way, I asked you in the homework, I said, what if you intend to do a good deed, but you decide to change your mind? It counts that one good deed. It counts. Some of you said it doesn't count. Some of you said you did bad deeds. No, it counts as what? One good deed. What if you do it 10 to 700? Depends on where you fall. What's your status? Okay? Your intention, your effort, all from 10 to 700. At the very end, let's say Allah wants to give you Jannah. Allah wants to give you Jannah. But you didn't do enough deeds. And He wants to give you Jannah. Guess what happens? What happens? Allah gives you calamities. Allah gives you disasters. Allah gives you hardships. Right? So Allah wants to raise your rank. Then, for example, He takes your child away. If you're patient, then this is what raises your rank. Okay? This is known, well-known fact. If you don't have enough, and Allah wants to raise your rank, Allah will give you hardships and calamities and disasters. Because you know, Allah knows you will be patient, so what happens to you? Your rank goes what?
Higher.
Higher, higher, higher. Why? You get a lot of deposits. You get a lot of deposits in your after-death retirement account. So when you're deported to the hereafter, you have enough. You have what? Enough. The angel of death is the guy who will give you, will make you deported. And he's going to take you to your grave. You don't have enough property. You don't have enough money. You spent all of it. Or you didn't do. Guess what happens? Okay.